start recording. I'm ready to go. Start recording. Tell us. Go on. Please tell us. Please. Go on. What have you got? I know you have something there.
Yeah.
Tell us what it is. Tell us your funny one-liner. You just Googled one-liners. Tell us.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about, to be honest. Absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Hey, man. Welcome to the show. We're back to List Coggers.
Welcome
Danny boy, Danny
back.
Boy. How are you?
Man, I'm well. Assuming you're well.
Yeah, assuming you're well, my friend.
I'm well, mate. I'm here. We're all here. I'm just kicking along very, very nicely.
Yeah,
everything's good. I'm not worried about it. Not worried
good
at all.
Me neither. Hey, guess what?
What?
I went to buy some camo pants recently.
Oh, no.
Yeah, couldn't find any.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's...
He's celebrating
a point.
Jackie Chan returns. Goran
just
kicked it.
Was that your one line? just to well done that one line, mate. Just to for everyone that couldn't see what was happening here, you were presenting your screen, and you forgot that you were presenting it, and on the screen was funny one-liners. So. Just like your priority pick, mate, you know, not a lot of work goes into it. You've just tried to Google funny one-liners to kick us off, and you've come up with a camo pant joke. Thank you for... We probably deserve better, but we'll take it.
Yeah, that was... It was a good one, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't like a rib tickler, but it was funny. It was a giggle.
It was funny. Real funny.
Giggle.
Hey, what a good start to the show. What a good start to the week. What a good start to being here employed at List Cloggers PTYLTD. And, mate, just give a big shout-out to everyone that's loving the show at the moment. Gee whiz, we've had some real camaraderie, some real community-building exercises that have been happening of late, and it's fair to say I'm feeling connected to the people.
Yeah, good people here at List Cloggers PTYLTD. Good community, good culture. I think we're all about good culture here, so thank you for being such a strong part of that, and we absolutely love you, each and every single one of you.
We did an Insta Live, which we are loving at the moment. We might have to do another one this week because we're getting some great questions in there. We're getting some great questions on Instagram, so at List Cloggers, if you're on the social media, apparently the kids are on it these days, jump on and give us a double tap and a follow and maybe a, I don't know what else you do on there, but I don't know what the kids are doing, but jump on there and you can come and see us and see what we're doing. But we had an Insta Live, Dan, and it was a good chance for the boys and girls to ask some questions.
Yeah, it was great, and you know, there was some great questions coming through. There was a question that kept coming over and over again, and I don't think
I know what you mean about the skiing and the snowboarding.
No, it was pretty clear. No one skis.
That was pretty clear that everyone likes to ski.
Yeah, so I think probably more.
Happy birthday to any 13-year-olds that are thinking of going for a snowboard as well.
Probably the bigger thing was that people want to know why we aren't on YouTube. Now, I'm sorry, because I thought we pretty clearly explained what was happening just in lockdown in general. And I'll probably presume that everyone knew the rules about lockdown. But just so we get this 100% message across, we're not on YouTube because we're in lockdown. Lockdown means you and I can't be in the studio together. So
they're still probably asking why we're not on YouTube, even though, you know, I'm still doing my Dylan Friends on Zoom. You know, we're on Zoom now. And the fact is that Sam won't let us get on YouTube, isn't it? That's really what's happening.
It is producer Sam's fault. So I'm sorry, guys. It's definitely, we've got to wear this one. We didn't explain it well enough. Continue to ask the question. Put the pressure back on us. Keep saying, guys, why aren't you on YouTube? What's going on? We
Nothing
want the pressure.
Besides me seeing a quarter of your face right now, there is no reason that we shouldn't be on YouTube, really.
If we go to YouTube, I'm not changing anything I'm doing at the moment. You won't see my face. I've got a microphone in a cardboard box, so it'll say exactly the same. But, mate, big week.
Oh, sorry, one more thing we clarified on the Q&A. Again, a few people messaging in just about the secret life of Walter Mitty again, just saying how it changed their life and a bit of perspective. So, we're loving that feedback as well, just on Priority Pick. So, just a shout-out to the community.
Yeah, you haven't hit one since the secret life of Walter Mitty. You gave Batman last week, which is just so generic. I don't know why you would
do
that.
It is. It's generic for those who watch it on a surface level. But you probably, if you understand what I'm saying, when you watch it, do you watch it or do you watch it? You know what I mean? Are you watching Batman? Are you watching the whole thing? And let me just take you back. This is the in-depthness that I watch films in. And this is what happens when you watch Batman Begins, The Dark Knight Rises, and you go through the trilogy and you're watching it and you sit to the end. And the whole time through the movie, you've got this guy, his name I've forgotten, and he's with
Batman.
Christian Bale. No, not Batman. He's with Batman, and he's the police officer, the young police officer.
Oh,
and he's
Harvey
helping
Dent.
Him out the whole time. No, not Harvey Dent. That's the other one.
Catwoman.
And he's, no, and he's with him the whole time.
The Joker.
And he's going, he's trying to help him out. Anyway, at the end, spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't seen this yet, because I'm sure everyone wants to see it, zone out. But at the end, when Batman disappears and they go to the will and he says his name for the will and he goes, oh, my name's Craig. And they go, there's nothing for you here, Craig. And he goes, oh, maybe use my real name, Robin.
What are you talking about? What are you on about? What? You just wasted the last 45 seconds for us.
I'm telling you, that's what happens in the movie at the end. The bloke that's helping him the whole time is Robin. He passes it over. You don't know his name's Robin right to the end. You go, oh my God, that's Robin. So, and he passes him on to the end.
So Robin is Batman the whole time.
No. Robin.
I'm confused.
The police officer. Anyway.
Who the hell's Robin?
You wouldn't get it. Don't worry.
I wouldn't get it. I'm not a coward. I don't go and just watch Batman. I'm going to watch Batman. I go and educate myself when I'm watching
Sam,
things on Netflix.
Shake your head if you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah, he's shaking his head. Yeah,
I go and educate myself with documentaries, mate. Something you wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah. What have you been watching, man? What have you been watching?
Oh, just go so on. Many to name. There's so many docos that I watch.
Give me just like literally one. Just
what's
give me
that one with the bikes?
Well, you would know them if you've been watching them all.
Icarus?
Icarus, yeah.
Yeah, watch that one.
It as a priority pick about maybe fucking 6 months ago.
I watched the one about the cats murdering, what's it called?
Don't
the one where
cats.
He puts the bodies in the plastic bags.
Yep. No, it's good. So just a little tip on this
don't
segment.
Kill cats.
When you want to talk about something, just know their name of them.
Anyway, big week going on.
Big week
happening again.
This
is a big week. Oh, tattoo. People want to know about the tattoo stuff. Listen, guys, much like the YouTube, we're in lockdown. So I can't just go and say, you know, to a tattoo person, hey, let's break some laws. Let's break some bloody laws and put a tattoo on my ass. We can't do that. I will put it on there. I want to. Trust me. I'm the first person that wants to line up and get it done.
By the way, just on this, Danny, I feel like you owe it to the community. I feel like you owe it to Stuart Jew, to his family, to his friends, to not put this on your backside. I feel like it's got to go anywhere else, but I'm talking it's got to go rib cage, maybe on your on your shoulder, maybe on your chest, on your back. We've had a lot of people say they want the tramp stamp down the back. I just don't think that this is sufficient enough to have it on your behind.
Yeah, I think the key thing that you're missing here is that I have to walk around with it every day. So, and I understand there's a lot of people that probably want it more exposed, but it's definitely going on my left cheek.
All right. So what you're saying is there's a chance that there's going to be somewhere else. And that's what I love to hear. I love to hear that there's a chance. So
there's
rally
no chance.
Around it. Rally around it, guys and girls. If you want to see this tattoo as a tramp stamp, let me know and we will make it happen.
You couldn't pay me enough to get a tramp stamp or Stuart Jew on me.
$100.
Now we're talking. So it's going to happen. Listen, we're in some talks with the company to try and make something big happen. So it is coming. So when I'm on TikToks and I'm talking to you guys, and when I'm on, you know, Instagram, I know you guys want it to come. You keep asking me where it is. It's coming.
Yeah.
But just let me have some breathing room, and you'll see it firsthand. You guys will be the first ones to see it. I can promise you that. Okay.
Yeah. Sure, we will. Yeah, sure we will.
So just confirming again while we aren't on YouTube.
Yeah, we're just everything. Hey, guess what?
What?
I have a new hobby.
Oh, here we go. Put this one up on the shelf. Go buy all the gear and put all the stuff on the shelf again with next to your skiing gear, next to your golf clubs, next to your tobogganing.
So not only am I a keen golfer, not only do I own a chateau at Hotham.
You don't?
Not only am I into films.
You're into four-wheel driving as well?
I also have a BT50 from South Morang that I love going four-wheel
driving.
They're
very nice, aren't they?
And guess what else I got? A swag. I haven't unpacked it yet, but I'm going camping as soon as I can. It's a little bit cold.
You
I have another
camping.
Hobby.
What?
I have another hobby.
Jumping in bins.
Vinyl records.
Oh, you are such a sheep. Are you serious?
I am a vinyl record collector.
Oh,
as
have you
of
listened
last
to this
week.
Kendrick Lamar vinyl record, man? It's the shit.
No,
it just,
no, she,
it just
no.
This vinyl record just hits better because it's vinyl.
I love vinyls. I now have 17 vinyl records.
That
do
is.
Do you want to read you them out what I have?
How do you skip on vinyl?
You can't. Then that's the beauty of a dance. You know, that's the beauty of it. You just put it on and you listen to a body of work. You're this kid. You're this millennial. Tap, tap, tap. Oh, I'm bored. Tap, tap, tap. Oh, I heard the chorus. Tap, tap, tap. Skip, skip, skip. Not me, buddy. Not me. Put on the record. Sit back. Glass of wine. Thinking about the Alps. Thinking about the four-wheel driving. thinking about other things.
Such a piss.
Swagging. What and if I you don't put like my vinyl on. Shut up. The adults are talking. I put my vinyl on and I sit back in my big grown-up chair and I go, you're a big boy. Listen to this and listen to what they're saying. Because when you listen to a body of work, you understand what that artist has gone through to make that for you. Now,
yeah,
I'm not like you. Yeah. I don't listen to Nova's top 100 and listen to the top 10 and go, oh, there's Dua Lipa. Okay, no, not for me. Dua Lipa. I don't do that. I listen to artists.
Mate, that's so inconvenient. Oh, you got a vinyl record. Oh, I don't like this song. I've got to wait 4 minutes 30 now. I can't even tell where the next track starts.
Let me tell you who I got. So
what a pissant thing to do.
I bought them into sections and I'll get some photos up online of
no, no one wants sections. To see this.
But yeah, definitely they want to see this. So in my guitar, I've got the Arctic, and I'm really welcome to some feedback on this, please.
Feedback.
I would love
burn
some suggestion.
It. Go on, burn it.
Arctic Monkeys. I've got whatever people say I'm not, that's what I am. I'm not going to read out the... Oh, I'm going to read them all out. Fuck yeah. Coldplay Parachutes. I've got Gang of Views. MTV
so
Unplugged
mainstream.
Live in Melbourne. Jeff Buckley, who's not my uncle.
Could you be any more vanilla?
I've got The National, The Strokes, Sticky Fingers, The War on Drugs,
so
The Wombats,
vanilla.
Arlo Parks, Leon Bridges, Frankie Stu and Harvey Gunn. Loyal Kana, Mac Miller, Tom Misch.
Oh, vanilla.
Lane 8. Oh, that's when I'm getting a little bit
so
jiggy
vanilla.
With it. That's when I'm getting a little bit jiggy with it. You
so
know what
plain.
I mean? Spars
so
8 o'clock,
plain.
I've had 2 Vinos. I'm
Oh, come on. Daddy wants to play.
And then I've got a little bit of Frank Sinatra as well.
Come so fly with vanilla. Me.
And then I've got a bit of Johnny Cash because he's my uncle. Oh, so, yeah.
Vanilla.
That's what I've got at the moment. It's just a bit of a starting... But yeah, I'm really excited about the new vinyl collection and looking at taking that up to Mount Buller as soon as I can to get on the mountains.
It's so, that's a boring collection of artists. Is your favourite drink tap water? Because that's boring.
It is, because water's good for you.
Dylan Buckley's favourite drink is tap water.
Huge. Do you know what's funny about that? Is what? I actually haven't had... I swear on my life, right, I have not had a soft drink in over 3 years. Like,
bullshit.
I swear. All I drink is water.
Oh, and
besides,
kombucha.
And no, I don't drink kombucha. Like, if besides like beer and alcohol, I do not drink anything else.
Legend.
Like, I promise.
You are the sickest. So no soft drinks in 3 years. No fizzy
no
drink for me
there.
Today. Remember that
no,
book?
No. Yeah. No fizzy drink for me today.
Hello, it's day 51.
No fizzy drinks.
No fizzy drinks. I love that bloke. Hey, yeah. Just going through the runch here. We're still in lockdown. Yes. Hey, remember that time we were out of lockdown and then we got put bloody back in?
Yes. Yes, I do. And last week, Danny, as well, on a more serious note, because this is something we are both very, very strong on. We had a few questions about the Taylor Walker incident with the racial vilification, which is obviously really disappointing in the AFL. Something that's very... very, yeah, just very disappointing and very upsetting that we didn't get to touch on. Now, our episodes are filmed a little bit earlier than what are let out, so it actually transpired before the recording. But we did want to touch on it this week because we just want to know and send all our love and support out to our Indigenous people and our friends that have been really touched by this, mate, because it has been a huge week and we just want to wrap our arms around the whole community. And I think... Eddie Betts said it so well throughout the week that it's just getting tiring and it's getting really, really hard for all the guys and girls out there that are getting vilified. And I think the strongest message that he said, that it's actually now up to us to be on the forefront of that. So I think it'd be remiss of us not to touch on it and to just condemn obviously everything that happened and we as a community and us as List Cloggers definitely don't stand for that. We need to be better. All of us, all of our listeners need to be better, the whole community. So just a big shout out to for that instance. And I know you're just as passionate as I am.
Yeah, I am. Look, there's obviously no place for racism in our sport, society, and we've all had enough. We're tired and obviously saw Eddie speak last week and it just looked how exhausted and flat and disheartened he was. So... he said it perfectly. Obviously, he's fought this fight for as long as he's lived, and his family before him have as well. But he can't fight it alone. He needs us to stand up and call it out, and you know, take responsibility when we hear or see this behaviour. And that's how hopefully we'll get on top of this by calling it out and making sure that we don't stand for it or we don't let it go by anymore, because enough is enough.
Yeah, Danny, 100%, mate. You summed it up. Let's get behind our Indigenous Australians and show our support and let's stamp this out of the game.
For sure, for sure. Look, obviously, just spoke about Eddie and everything that happened last week. Eddie is going to play his final game this weekend, apparently. I heard that through the media, and it's confirmed by the club, I think.
Wow.
I know. Gee, 350
I have
games.
I have given you some absolute slack and a half, and we'll get into this.
Mm.
You actually are a journalist. I'm actually starting to feel like you could be a journalist. And
mate.
I'm starting to look a bit like a silly Billy.
We'll get into this a bit later.
They could call me Silly Dilly.
We will get this a bit later, but guys, I don't know.
I'm not even joking, but you were genuinely the first person to talk about the AFL Grand Final in Perth.
I've called this months ago, and I can't believe it. I know. You laughed at my GMZ was a bit of a piss take. He just breaks silly stories. But when I come with stories and news, guys, I think now is probably a bigger reminder than ever that you've got to listen to me a little bit because I actually have got a finger on the pulse. So, Eddie, obviously, I've got more news for you guys later, but Eddie this weekend plays his last game. Did you play with Eddie or not?
Yes, I did. Yes.
You did?
No, sorry. I was what do you classify as playing? I was in the same vicinity of him. We didn't actually step out on the same field.
Training in with him is different than playing with him?
Okay. Well, I trained with him. Sorry, I just wanted to clarify that.
So you're there at training with him.
Oh, actually, you know what I used to do as well? When I was at the Giants and you'd be on the other team, training in the, when you'd play against the ones versus twos, sometimes
we'd
be playing against Adelaide that week, I'd go in the forward line and they'd be all right, you're already bets. And everyone would just try and tag me in the forward line. I'd just have to pretend that I was running Eddie Bett routes so that they could, see what he was going to do that weekend, which was obviously exactly like I was doing at training that week.
Yeah. You would mimic him to an absolute T, the pocket goals, high flying marks. Yeah. Selling dummy. Yeah. You'd be perfect for that. So that's a little, and out of his career, it's probably the best thing he's taken out of it. You playing that role at GWS training.
Hey, if you're right, and hopefully you are on this, but that career, I'm talking 300 and did you say 350?
350 this week. He finished on 350, I'm pretty sure.
350 AFL games. And from a young guy that was out of rural South Australia.
Paul Lincoln.
Played over with Calder Cannons and has just done some incredible things. I think it's so crazy to think that he's actually done probably more incredible things off the field than he has done on the field. But that's speaking a lot of the volumes of the things he's done off the field, because the things he's done on the field, probably second to none with highlights reel.
Mate, unbelievable. So I just put up his highlights now. Career, Carlton Best first year player 2005, a four-time Goal of the Year award winner, two-time leading goal kicker at Carlton, four-time leading goal kicker at Adelaide, a three-time All-Australian, 350 games, 635 goals. That is unbelievable.
We'll have to go down as one of the best small forwards of all time, if not.
Oh, and you know what? He comes from a list clogger background, number three in the 2004 preseason draft. That, what a man, what an unbelievable career. Congrats, Eddie. Congrats, mate. You are a great player. Great career. I said that a lot.
Hey, just a funny one on the weekend. Obviously, Murph finished up his career last week. And it was really interesting to see that, Carlton hit me up for a video, just to say, congrats on the career, man, and whatnot. Because, obviously, me and Murph are mates. We're obviously quite pretty tight mates and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm mates with a lot of the boys down there and that. But I was just wondering, what happened with... Did you get asked to do a video for him or...
Yeah, I did mine. What did you say yours?
No, I... Just because I watched through the whole thing and I just didn't see yours on the video or anything like that. So I was just wondering if you actually got asked to do one for him because
I did. I definitely sent one through. Mine might have been on another show, extended version. Did yours get to the final cut or not?
Yeah, it did.
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah,
and what do you say in yours? Cut. Just
obviously about our friendship and
same.
How sort of close we are and the friendship we have.
Yeah.
And the camaraderie and what and how we're mates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good. Some sort of personal things in there as well. So
I said some similar things obviously to you. Mine probably a bit long. I'm now thinking about it. I did record for 7 minutes, probably a bit hard to cut the best bits out. But I essentially said the same in my cut. I said, "Hey Murph, how you going, mate? Gozza here, Daniel Gorringe. Played 2 years with you. Obviously played four great games together, but we didn't count and we made them count. When we knocked off Geelong and Brisbane in consecutive weeks, that's a friendship and a bond that will never go away. We'll never forget those two rounds together.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure, because obviously I was on the video and I actually am mates with Murph, so I just wondering if you were.
Yeah, no, we're mates as well.
You've clarified that, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. He hasn't, no, I'm just thinking now, is your Telstra must be, is Telstra working on your end or not? Because
yeah, I've no, just, well, he got back to me. Yep.
My Telstra must be down because I've sent him 3 texts and called him. So obviously, but he'd be flat out with obviously retired.
Obviously,
so,
yeah. I reckon he got through the first like 10 videos and then just sort of we'll get back to the rest later, yeah. I reckon. Especially because yours are 7 minutes and whatnot.
Yeah, so I'll just, maybe Murph obviously listens to this, so I'll say
yeah,
something
he does,
to him.
But
now.
I think
Murph,
he'll read
mate, obviously,
yours
great career,
later.
Brother. Just absolutely loved.
Dan, I think he'll listen to your 7-minute version at a later stage. So
just love you so much, man.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks for that.
No worries.
Hey, in important news, Sans put one in the run sheet. And listeners, before you are listening to this, make sure you're seated or you've strapped yourselves in or you've got a strap on your back. The AFL have actually dropped the pre-finals by.
Yeah.
So,
huge news. Huge news.
I don't even know what to say about that. I'm so shocked.
Yeah, that's big news. Straight into it. Straight into finals. Straight into Perth. Go into your hub situation. Yeah. Like I've called. So I probably knew that was coming. I just didn't want to. I wanted to leave some little crumbs for the other journos or so-called journos in the game. So well done. Hey, tough week for coaches, apparently, Sam says here.
Yeah, what's happened?
Actually, there's a lot of thumpings this week. Carlton got thumped. It's not obviously good for Teague.
No.
Who else got thumped?
Hey, I think if I said
Dewey got thumped, Stewie Dewey,
I got a bit of a
Bulls.
Backlash last week about you know saying that I'd said some things to you, but apparently I hadn't said them. So I just want to make sure I've said this. But David Teague, great guy, feel so sorry for him this year. He's been absolutely slammed, and I think that it's got to be some of this blame has got to be around the support network around him and a first year coach that has not been had a, much of a support network put around him. It's been pretty disappointing, I would think, and how you expect someone to just come in with not bringing any of their own people in and what's happened. So I just hope that whatever happens, that's taken into account, because I actually do really love Teague, but it looks like there's some things that definitely need to change at the Blues. I think that review is actually coming out. Dan, you would actually know this because you're going to be one of the
I've seen
I reckon
it.
You'll be one of the first to fall.
Well, you'd hope so. I'm in the review, and like you said, if the sword's going to fall, my head's first. Obviously, Teague, been a tough year, like you said, hasn't been surrounded by the right people, but really, have I been surrounded by the right people? Like, I go there and set the tone as hard as I can, and some days I'm not feeling great. Some days I am hungover, but again, put a support network around me, Carlton. I need. How can I produce A grade quality pre-game entertainment with D grade surroundings? You know, and I'm happy to come back and back it up again, Blues. You know, I love you, but I am going to look for some help because I think I need it, much like Teague does.
So you're saying if you both get back next year, you're both going to have different support networks set in.
If I get sacked, it's fucking bullshit. I don't do that much, you know?
My God, man.
Yeah?
Did you see the news with the basketball?
Oh, you love your basketball too.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, Kyrie Irving, you obviously know the news.
Yeah.
Signed with the Beijing Space Flyers. And him and the Nets just couldn't agree on a deal, so Kyrie had decided to spend some time in China and work on what is next for his career move. Did you not hear about that?
We got him, Sam. We got him. We put him in the run sheet. Just to see what you would read. The Beijing Space Flyers.
I don't know how I actually
fell for
that.
We did it, Sam. We got him.
I don't know how I actually fell for that. I do not know how.
Absolutely ate it up like a big fish. The Beijing Space Flyers.
Wow. Touche, my friends. Touche. That was a...
You love breaking news. You are a news breaker.
You got me there, didn't you? You got me there.
I just planned it off like you knew what was happening as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So
well,
that was fun. I think we can all agree out of that news that we all enjoyed that. So well done to you.
I'm
mates
with Gazy though, so you don't know if that's true or not.
You are. I used to have a pair of Andrew Gaze shoes.
Yeah, so did I. They got stolen at Diamond Valley fucking basketball stadium.
All right, let's get into it. People who people who we hate the things that these people do. People who believe in the Beijing space flyers.
I don't know how I actually fell for that. Oh my god,
that's so good, so good. Well done, mate. Oh mate, what do you got for me this week?
All right, Danny boy, I've got one this week. This one really grinds my gears. Now you know I love a margarita pizza.
Yeah, yeah? You do.
A lot of love for the Margies. Great pizza. Actually had one on the weekend. Uber Eats it from 400 Grady.
Oh, good pizzas there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, Australian known for the best Margie in Australia, actually.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Actually, and was it obviously delicious?
Oh, it was fucking yummy.
Yeah.
It was real yummy. Really good. Something annoys me though. So Juz and I, like, we'll get two pizzas when we eat together, and I'm a bit of a big boy, as you know. So I normally have one pizza, then I'll probably have like a piece and a half of hers.
Yeah, real piss and bod.
She doesn't finish, because otherwise she goes, "Oh, we'll share one." It's like, no, let's not do that. Okay,
and you've got to fuel that body of yours.
I've got to fuel that body. Obviously up late at night watching a lot of basketball and whatnot. So I need to be fueled to the max. So what really annoys me is when Juz, like, I'm really hungry, right? And what Juz does is she'll be eating her pizza and she gets about halfway through and goes, not enough on there, and just stops eating and just leaves like the crust with a little bit of little bit more of condiments and the crust left. And I go, well, this is annoying me because I'm doing the calculations in my head and I go, if you eat that little bit more of condiment plus the crust, that probably leaves me a whole nother slice. People who don't eat the crust.
Yeah, childish. Eat the crust. It's pizza still.
It's literally the best bit.
Yeah, it is. Nice little crunch on the end of it. Sometimes you get a bit of sauce on there still. Have we spoken about with a partner, or if you're at a, you know, a restaurant or deli or bakery with a friend and then you say, hey, do you want something? And they say no. Have we spoken about that?
Well, I dare say yes, but every time I say we have, people condemn people me for it.
Yeah, so yeah, just in case we haven't. Okay. When you're at a bakery, pizza shop, deli, whatever it may be, you say, hey, do you want anything? I'm going to get myself something. And your partner or your friend will say, nah, I'm okay. And then as soon as you're halfway through it, they go, geez, that looks good. Can I have a bite?
Shut up your ass.
Yeah, no, you can't have a bite. People who, this is, my dad does this to me. Shout out to Mark Grange, he's a massive fan. We'll be watching something, Netflix movie with dad. And, you know, obviously the generation, you know, before us, they have a bit of trouble keeping up with what's going on in TV shows or movies. So we'll go and pick a movie together. We'll start watching it. And the whole time he'll ask me what's happening. Mate, shut up, Dad, Mark, and bloody listen to what's going on. I can't explain.
Dad, I've never seen it either. I don't know what's happening next.
Literally, we've started the same joint, and I bloody love you, Mark, but we're watching the same thing. I'm trying to work it out as well. So
would people you ever
who
just
talk
get up,
during movies or TV shows.
Would you ever just get up to your dad and just headbutt him?
Kiss him. Oh. Yeah. My dad would belt the shit out of me still, I reckon. No, I love him. That was good. Hey,
if Mark did that to me, I wouldn't mind. Because he's a good man.
Oh, he's a good man. Well, kiss your headbutt.
And he loves teaching his kids how to kneeboard.
Hey, I tell you what, if he did something right, he taught me how to kneeboard. Absolutely excellent. It's all those times in the back of the boat when he kept veering, you know, you fall off and then dad just fangs it, like fully puts it in the hard left and fangs it around to pick you up. And then you miss the rope and he goes, oh, and does it again. And has to come back around again.
Any kids out there that were born on the Murray or anywhere else that there's a river, I'm not sure of any other ones.
Yeah.
But when you miss the rope, when your dad turns around to get you, you're better off just getting on your kneeboard and paddling back to shore.
Yeah, when you've missed the rope, you've fallen off, you've only gone like 40 metres, your dad's come around to help you get the rope again, you've missed the rope, and he's fanged it around twice as fast now, and he's giving you greasy on the way back. There's nothing like that fear, or the fear of just being in the middle of a river, just going, oh, I don't know what's underneath me here, I've missed the rope, I'm off a kneeboard, someone please help me.
How scary is that in the river? It's funny, isn't it? Because I'm a beach boy, you're a bit of a river rat, because you love the kneeboarding. I also am snow boy as well because I like going to the snow and have a vinyl collection. And a golf as well. But to the point of that is, would you rather be, this is actually scary, would you rather be in like a river with a crocodile that's the size of a like 100 meter swimming pool?
Whoa.
Or would you rather be in an ocean with a shark in a 100 meter swimming pool?
I'd rather be in a swimming pool with a shark.
Why?
That's a massive crocodile.
No, no, no. Sorry. Like, they're both the same. The shark and the crocodile are the same size. I'm saying you're in the area, but one of them is in a river with a crocodile. One of them is in an ocean with a shark. But you obviously could probably see the shark a little bit better.
I'd rather be in the ocean. I could obviously see a shark. I feel like a shark would give you like a... Apparently, they give you... I've watched lots of Shark Week. They give you like a warning nudge. I think a croc's going to put you straight into a death roll.
Yeah, I don't think crocs are as... how do I say...
They're not as
sure.
They don't give you a warning. Whatever the word is for don't giving you a warning.
Yeah, I don't think crocodiles are as nice as sharks. But I'm not sure if either of them are nice, but I've never met one. Hopefully never. Hey, Pissants Anonymous, I've got one this week.
This one is
really don't even know what to think. Now let me it's so hard to give the definition of a pissant, because a pissant, as I've said, is someone that doesn't live on the surface level. They are good people. They don't conform to society. They do their own thing. But then a pissant also has some tendencies to be a little bit soft in situations where they should just probably not be as soft. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're bad people, because I'm a pissant and I'm proud of that.
You're the king.
Thank you. Mason Prosak sent in a message this week asking if his friend is a pissant. He says, "My mate washes the dishes in the shower to save money. Is he a pissant?"
That is such a stingy pissant move. No, surely not.
So what I'm thinking we do from now on, we need to have three, because there's so much grey area here. So I'm thinking we bring in piss hand.
A piss hand, yeah, I'm listening.
And piss hand is beneath the piss hand.
Oh, okay.
So like when it's really bad, you're a piss hand, but when it's good, you're a piss ant.
Oh, okay.
And then normal is just normal.
Okay, so a piss ant versus piss hand, and we'll rate whether it's just a piss ant behavior or if it's worse than a piss ant, and it's piss hand.
Piss hand.
Like that. Okay, send them in, cloggers. Okay. Send in your piss ant or piss hands.
I would have to say that is piss hand.
That's piss hand and weird.
Yeah, done. Love it. We'll send them in from now, and we love those. We'll keep going with that. But what have I been doing this week that's piss ant?
What have you done? You surely have done something.
Well, I've got my vinyl collection now.
I get that that's going to be popular with the list cloggers. I think that people will actually respect that. But it's just like you love getting into things and getting everything that has to do with that certain thing. So skiing, like vinyl records, you love now four-wheel driving, you've got a BT50, you've got the golf clubs. You love getting everything and getting into something, but you don't enjoy staying in it.
I like having choices of hobbies.
Yeah, but you've just got so many.
There's nothing wrong with that. What's your hobbies again?
UFC fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy that.
It's that segment. It's that time of the week.
Oh, GMZ.
GMZ, GMZ.
Here we go. Just obviously some big, big movements on this last week and last couple of days. Obviously, with lockdown in Victoria, the grand final looks like they're saying we played in Perth. Now, for the listeners, the loyal GMZ fans, that's not news to you. So when you saw that breaking by, I think, John Ralph last night and other various news sources, that wasn't news to you, GMZ fans, because I told you that about 6 years ago. That was happening. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who obviously tagged us in the announcements last night that it looks like that Perth's going to get the grand final. Thank you for acknowledging GMZ community. And obviously lots of people were writing in. I could have picked out literally hundreds of these messages saying, "You're the best. We love you so much. Like, why do you continue to do this for us?" And I just do it because I love all of you. I love that you trust me. And I've pulled a few out here. I mean, James Cusack, he's hit the nail on the head here. He goes, "You don't get this kind of insights in Priority Pick." And he's absolutely right. You don't get that. You don't get those insights. And there were so many more GMZ fans who were proud. Navi Singh says...
Maybe read them all.
Singh says, "It's official. How's the egg on Dill's face?" And I ask, "How is the egg on your face?"
Egg? Well, I'm allergic, so I know it's a bit. Yeah.
Oh, I'm allergic to egg. Piss it.
I'm actually not allergic. But one thing that, just on that, by the way, I like scrambled eggs, but I don't like any other eggs. I will not eat a poached egg.
Yeah, that's just weird, because it's the same, ingredients.
No, it's not. It's different.
Yeah, it is. It's like, okay. Another one. I could go on for days here. How much time we got? Jasper. Jasper DeWick. I think I said that right. Jasper DeWick. He says, "This is why GMZ is superior to the snooze fest at the end." Yeah, and there's just hundreds of here. Mark Goins, "You're an absolute legend, mate. Love you. Let's go kneeboarding one day." There's heaps there, mate. So thank you, everyone who supported me. I appreciate that. But now that we've acknowledged that as a journo and as a groundbreaking news personality, what's next for me? I've climbed Mount Everest in Breaking Stories. What's next? And I've decided, you know what's next and what's only fair to give people the early scoop is the Carlton coaching job. Now, we love Teggy, but last week's results haven't helped him. A board review hasn't helped him.
No.
Clarko coming on the market hasn't helped him. And now I can exclusively reveal that Alistair Clarkson will coach Carlton Football Club in 2022.
Or how can you, like, what is this based off? You can't just be throwing these out at us.
Again, like the Perth thing, I threw my source under the bus when I said that my friend works in a hotel over there. Yep. I'm not going to do it this time, but trust me, dad's mate's friend's uncle's dog's cousin has told me that this is happening.
That's pretty big news.
I'm gonna put it out there.
Easy it is to be a journo. You can just fucking say whatever you want and just do not get held accountable to anything. It's so good.
That's why I love this job.
Just make something up right now.
Well, that's why I love this job. That's why I've got this job and you haven't. So I'm putting that to the world, guys. We love Teague. We love what he's done for the footy club. We thank him.
Wow.
But Clarko coming on the market, I'm gonna be the first one to tell you guys he will coach the footy club in 2022.
I don't know, Dan. You've called that so early. You've called it, like, you know, like, it's obviously, it looks that way, but you're actually committing to that.
I am 100% committing behind that. Yeah, I've given you Perth Grand Final months out. I'm now going to give you another one right now, months out. Clarko is getting the job. So you can sit on that for a bit, whatever you want to do with that, GMZ fans, but have that, enjoy it, tell your friends, tell where it came from, keep supporting the GMZ community. I love you. I can't wait to kiss you all one day. And I'm going to sing you a song like I did last week because everyone appreciated me singing.
No, they didn't. They didn't appreciate it.
I love you guys so much. You make me feel really good about my job.
Is that it?
That's it. Thank you, fam.
All right, the round review. Oh, the round review, and what a round it was, my friend. Oh, my God. Hey,
here we go.
Guess what? Little bit of nuffy came out of me on Friday night.
You went nuffy crazy on Twitter, didn't you?
Oh, my God. I was really up and about on this. Like, go the bloody Giants. What a game.
Yeah, you went really nuffy central on it.
They could win the flag. They could win the flag. Honestly, with the momentum they've got, and I say it again, I've got to get it tattooed across my big forehead, but football is about momentum, my friend.
It is.
And
correct.
Momentum is going to be in the Giants' name soon because that is what they are. They've still got Toby Green, Cogs, and Tom Green to come back into the side. Let me just tell you about a few players. Isaac Cumming.
Oh, cheese.
Wow, wow, wow. He
big
was
cheese.
Unbelievable. And he's a little bit of form lately. When I say a little bit of form, his last 4-week patch has been unbelievable, mate. This guy is an absolute star. He's been starved opportunity and continuity in his game, but he's getting that put together now. And, mate, he's just playing some incredible, incredible football. When I say I used to rip 45s, like no other. This bloke rips a 45, but hits him.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. What are you doing? Be careful. Tread carefully. That's a 45.
Yeah.
But you just had 24 touches and you put him straight in there. 508 meters gained. It's pretty impressive. Moving on. Next one. Young star that I absolutely love at the moment, who I'm loving. I hadn't seen a lot of this kid, but I really, really think he's going to be a star. Tanner Bruin. Did you watch him?
I know of Tanner Bruin. I always struggle to find where he's in the field because he's new to me.
Okay. Well, he was
very
good.
Is he the one getting the bloody ball?
He's very, very good. His field kicking was better than I thought, and he was a bit of a star on the weekend. And I will wrap this up because I am going overtime on this game. A couple more I want to talk about. Tim Taranto. You might have seen. I put a bit of a tweet, went viral. Tim Taranto. Toby Green might have to go back in the twos next week because Tim Taranto has taken that spot.
Yeah.
I spoke to Toby. He wasn't impressed. He wasn't happy about it. But going forward, in all seriousness, imagine that. You just have the little 1-2, 1-2 punch, those two swapping forward and back. And look, just a couple more I want to talk about. Sam Taylor,
signed
a 3-year deal. Unbelievable. So happy for him. Matt DeBoer sold about 15 candies on the weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot
Josh
of games
Kelly
to get through. So
Josh Kelly signed an 8-year deal.
A heap of games to get through.
Just to wrap it up.
Thank God.
So what's happened with this, with the Giants, and I actually was thinking about this on the weekend. As good as it is that they've signed Josh Kelly for 8 years,
so
and
good.
As good as it is that they've signed on Sam Taylor and Toby Green and all these Cornelio, and it's just, it brings tears to my eyes and how happy I am, and the heart is going strong for that. But you know what else it made me realise? There's going to be probably about 15 Dill Buckleys running around on 10 grand for the next 15 years at that club as well. There is genuinely no money left, okay? Yeah. There is no money left for half that list, and they will be running around. They will have to pay registration to play.
Yeah, yeah, you've nailed it. There's going to be a lot of blokes on 55K just filling spots because Kelly's got $4 million to his name. Toby Green's got $6 million to his name. I've just read that. 8 years, he's just signed a contract extension that was a year longer than my career, which is so depressing.
All right, we might have to skip it. We might have to skip every other game because I've spent too much time.
Nah, we'll get into it. Does Clarko, please take it easy on these teams with that massive winch you've got, because you've just wound up the teams for 3 weeks straight, and if it keeps winding up and winding up, guess what the winch has to do? It has to unravel. It's going to bloody hurt.
Where, is he allowed to bring the winch down to Princess Oval?
Mate,
Princess Park?
When he goes to Icon, Princess Park, bring that winch with you, buddy, because we want it. You need to wind up the boys at Princess Park. We need you to start winding up. He doesn't need winding up. We need you to wind up all the boys down there, though, like you've done. Tommy Mitchell, he brings his own footy every week, doesn't he?
Yes.
He's my mate as well.
I actually know him a little bit better than
so
you.
So do I. I know him a little bit better.
Accumulator, and he's one of our mates.
Yeah, they used to call me and him wax. They called him wax on and me wax off, because in AIS I had 30.
Anyway,
he had 29.
Cordy got fined for a
wax
dangerous
on,
tackle.
Wax off.
These are happening a lot lately. These dangerous tackles in the AFL. What's our thoughts on this, Danny Boy? What's our thoughts?
Don't tackle anymore, because it's just grey area. Don't tackle.
Bloody hard. We're all about protecting the head, and I think that is good. But it just literally shows you cannot swing someone to the ground anymore. I remember when, not that I did this a lot, but when you could tackle someone and pin their arms, that was like the best thing you could ever do. Now it's just, you don't go there.
Yeah, I know. And there's nothing, back in the day when we played, when you got a handful of jumper and put them in a 720, around the world twist, that was highlight reels for the coaches. And now that's 6 weeks. So you can't do that. Hey.
You can't even man the mark anymore.
No, you can't.
Intensity.
You can't do anything. You can't. Yeah, lots of things you can't do. Geelong St Kilda.
Skip.
We have to go. I think there's worse ones we can skip here.
Okay.
Geelong St Kilda. Saints came out. Big Maxi Kinn absolutely dominated. Started the game.
He did. He's a star. Jeez, he's going to be good. Hey, also, Mitch Duncan returns shortly, which will be great because he's one of our mates and we love the Geelong boys. I've got to stop saying this. It's actually annoying myself. Mm. But in sad news, one of my mates, Tom Stewart, is gone. That's not funny, but he's gone for the season, which is actually a big, big blow for Geelong. He's one of their, if not one of their most that doesn't make sense. He is one of their most important players, if not the most important player in that lineup.
Yeah, yeah, correct. Hey, just thinking, that could derail them. And during the week, we put a post out of our premiership favourites.
Yeah.
I think I got a lot of flack for mine. I think mine is looking very, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I had Brisbane, who just went out and smacked Magpies, will get a home final. I had Port, who went out and smacked Carlton, will play for a home final because they'll beat the Bulldogs this week, and Geelong.
Yeah.
I think I'm on the money. And you had all the favourites.
Yeah.
Bulldogs, put a line through the Bulldogs.
I reckon Giants will win now. Hey, I'm not sure that these, I've just been reading these. I'm not sure if these numbers are actually correct. I don't think they are. Because I'm looking at Port Carlton. It says that Carlton beat them by 4 points.
Not how you want to get sent out.
I don't know how you know, but I read whatever's on the screen.
Yeah, you do read, yeah.
Okay, so
Beijing Space Flyers.
We've got to just clarify that for next week. I will read whatever is on the screen. Port Adelaide versus Carlton. Obviously, Port Adelaide 51 and the Blues a good win, 55. So what a good week it was for Carlton going into the end of the season. And obviously, that's good signs for the Blues. So
yeah, it is correct.
Shows that they're finishing off the year really well.
Yeah, you love your footy, and that's definitely the right score. They got absolutely thumped. Mark Murphy, not a great way to go out for Murph. Obviously, we spoke about him before. He didn't. Or maybe the reason why they got smacked because Murph didn't get to listen to my 7-minute tribute.
I think actually that was the problem. They were listening to it and they were late to the game.
Because in that tribute, I actually took off my top and oiled myself up and played acoustic guitar because he used to love that back in the change rooms. So
I don't think you did.
I didn't know. I've never done that before.
Hey, big shout out though to Mark. I know we did touch on it last week and we will again. I've said it 15 times, but absolute stalwart of the club there, legend of a bloke, legend of a player, but even better person. We love him here at List Cloggers P2 Ltd. And yeah, wish him the best because he has been an unbelievable servant for that footy club. I'll tell you what, Danny, there is an incredible story to get told of his career. And I hope Dylan Friends gets a hold of it first. GMZ might, who knows? But no, he's just got a great story about all the trials and tribulations he's been through, his injuries and everything. So yeah, absolute crazy man, Murph. And I still think to this day, one of the best inside 50 kicks I've ever seen.
Yes, very good by foot. Great call by you. Hey, your man, your mate, Zach Butters. How good's he? He's great. Star. He might be there behind Alira at the moment and Wines. Might be their most important player.
Yeah. I'd say those three are their most important players at the moment. Alira and Butters and obviously Ollie Wines in tremendous form. I do like Port. They confuse me a bit. Like, I'm not writing them off, but they just, it's all about momentum, as we said. They could make some damage at the end of the year. I actually would love to see them go well because they are a good team. Maybe that gave them a bit of confidence. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows, mate? Carlton, obviously, in a world of hurt.
Yes. They won by 6 points.
Obviously, hasn't been great. Injury list piling up. Hey, obviously, last week we didn't speak about it. Our very, very good friend Sam Doherty has been diagnosed with a second bout of testicular cancer, which is obviously terrible news. And our thoughts and prayers are with him and Nat, his lovely wife. So I know everyone is behind you, mate, the footy club, the List Cloggers community, us as well. And we're with you every step of the way on this next little bout of obviously chemotherapy and getting through this. So thoughts are with you, mate.
Yeah, they are, mate. And there's not much more to be said on that one, my friend. It's obviously just fucking heartbreaking. And I've never seen someone go through as much as he has and still keep a positive outlook on life and still be grateful and still be just a good friend. And if there's anyone that can do it, and like I said, it's extremely bad as it is, it's still extremely positive. We know he's going to be good. Yeah, he'll kickstart his chemotherapy very soon and we'll be right there behind him getting that done. So I think if anything, it is honestly just a stage to go and give yourself a checkup, no matter what. I've actually booked in on Thursday to go just to the doctor, just get a few blood tests and just get all-round health. Like, it's just so fucking hard, man. Like, how do you know, like, what's going on, you know? Like, and I think as males, we do just put shit aside. Like, since I finished footy, I would not have gone to the doctor once. Like, I don't have a GP anymore. Like, I don't know what the hell you even do. So, I booked in. I'm going on Thursday, mate, getting a checkup, and got to stay on top of ourselves, mate. I think it's a really big one. So if anyone's out there listening, please, if there's anything going on or something doesn't feel right, just go and get checked.
Yeah, you're right. And he said that in his post. He said, if anything doesn't feel right with your health, please go get checked. And it could save your life. And you've nailed it there as well. Us blokes, we don't want to get checked. We don't think anything's right. But obviously, Sam, when he got a checkup, and obviously the outcome wasn't great, but it's obviously a sign for all of us to go get checked and just make sure you're on top of your health and make sure what's going on with your own body and that you're feeling good and healthy. So,
bloody oath.
Brisbane Lions, Brisbane Lions, Collingwood. Did you skip this one or not?
Well, depending on the scores, is that actually there?
You haven't done it again, have you?
Yeah. Okay. That's right.
Okay. Brisbane Lions, Collingwood, Brizzy absolutely smacked him. Charlie Cameron kicked 6, 142 points to 57. Wow. That's an absolute old school thumping.
Massive. That's a massive, massive win.
You sort of
think those are going sometimes. They just come back. So big win from the Lions, as you said, my friend. I think you had them first in your list. It's looking very positive for them, that's for sure.
Yeah, I like them. Nekiah Cockatoo, he's back playing for Brisbane. He's a gun. He's quick.
Oh, he's a star, mate. He's a star.
We love him.
He's just got to get his body right. I think he has a little bit of hamstring issues, but I think they've played the long game with him to get him right, which is really big to get them for Brizzy, because I do love the Lions and Joey Danaher, our mate up there. So hopefully he can be fit and firing come September.
Sure. North our team, really. We are one game members of North Melbourne, so we do follow them very closely against arguably our favourite team behind GWS and Carlton as well, Sydney. So this was really a game of interest. But Swans just got it done. North are competitive in every game now, which is great.
They are. Sam's over the moon. I'd be very, very, very excited for if I was a North Melbourne supporter next year. I think they're going to be super, super good, especially our big mate, Aiden Corr, who's going to be back back. He hasn't even played a year. He's had an infected toe. He'll be back next year as well and provide some incredible leadership. On Sunday, Melbourne versus Adelaide. Do we just skip it?
Yeah, get rid of that.
Melbourne. Oh, yeah. Yeah, see ya.
Yeah, Melbourne see the job. Well done, Melbourne. You smacked him around in top ladder.
Oh, no, sorry. Just Adelaide avoided the wooden spoon, however.
Thank you. Yep, that's good. That's great.
Suns v. Essendon. What a friggin' doozy this one was, my friend.
Oh, come on. Yeah, absolutely smacked them. Jake Stringer's playing the best footy of his life. The Suns, the Suns are, you know, good week, 1 week, and then they're bad for three.
Yeah, that's what happened with young teams, but they've been young for a long time, so they've got to fire up a little bit. Hey, Matty Lloyd said some interesting comments throughout the week, which I didn't mind. People really didn't like this, though. They said, to give context, Matty Lloyd said he would almost rather Essendon not make the finals this year, just to give them, didn't want to give them like false hope going into next year, thinking that were better than what they were. But I actually understand what he's saying. I still think that finals can be a good growth system for a team. But Carrow went hard at him on footy.
Carrow got the arrow out.
I don't personally watch the show. It's not because I don't enjoy it. Like, I just, it's on very late and I go to bed quite early. But I always see like the snippets of like the debates that they have. And I love like the debates. I think it's Caro, Ross Lyon, you got Hutchie, Matty Lloyd, Kane Corns. It's got like just the biggest, best, heated, like most heated, like heated journos in the comp just going at it. It genuinely gives me anxiety watching them argue. Like I don't know what to do. Like it is so. When they were talking about the Essendon thing, I was just like, I didn't know what to say. I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do right now. I just want to like sink into my phone.
Yeah, I get that. So Matthew Lloyd said he would almost rather not make the finals than fear that they may go backwards. And I just couldn't agree, you know.
Dan, I'm sorry. Sorry, Dan. What? Have you just not been paying attention?
I'm trying to read what it says here. I'm trying to go over it, like what he's saying doesn't make any sense. Matthew Lloyd said he would almost rather not make the finals in fear they go backwards. Like, what do you, who's scared of making the finals because they're going to go backwards? Or who's scared of not making finals because they'll go backwards?
Matthew Lloyd.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Like, Ben Rutten's in the rooms going, boys, let's not make finals. Like, I'm scared we'll go backwards.
Hear what I said.
I heard you. I think Lloyd's just an idiot.
Hey, the Derby.
Derby.
Big one. Hey, is Matthew Lloyd an idiot or are you still just mad at him for making you get up and beatbox on the bus in South Africa?
Yeah, I'm mad at him for that still.
The Derby going off this week. We did have clarification from our West Australian listeners that it is the Derby, not the Derby. I don't want to... I'm 99.9% sure that I tipped Freo to win this one.
You didn't. You never do.
I did.
You got your tips wrong. This was game of the round. Freo, yep, West Coast Derby. Sarong, absolute gun. We love Caleb Sarong.
I've got to give a shout out to Anthony Hudson on that call as well. Like, he'd been practicing that one in the mirror. When he kicked it, he gets up, he goes, Sarong, so right. And I was yes, Hutto.
He practiced like that post-shower. Post-shower, he practiced that in the mirror. So well done, Hutto.
Caleb Sarong, though, is a star, mate. Like, he obviously won the Rising Star, I'm pretty sure, in his first year, but he's still just coming on leaps and bounds. I love the number change as well. From memory, 22 in his first season, he's gone to the number 3, which has got some real Hollywood power stance about it. But gee whiz, he fits it out very well.
Yeah, it's a real get your strap-ons, boys, and come jump on me type deal.
Yep.
Yeah, which we love.
No, it's not that. It's strap on my back and I'll take you to the promised land. You keep stuffing it up.
Okay. So don't bring your strap-ons.
No, don't do that.
West Coast, how crazy is West Coast are probably not going to make finals?
Look,
that's absurd behaviour.
I'm going to have to get my arrow out.
Yeah.
I'm going. Like, I tipped, I think, at the start of the year, West Coast to win the flag.
Wow.
And I still think that they have one of the best teams in the comp. Like, list everything, the players. I know they've had a lot of injuries this year, but bloody hell, I'd be... If I was a West Coast supporter and a general stakeholder of West Coast, which I am, I'd just disappointed because I think they are really missing out on something that they should be a lot better than what they're going. I don't know what's going on there. I'm not sure what's happened, but I just say this right now. I think they'll be ready for a big, big 2022 because they're still at a good list. They've still got that good size and age demographic to press on. But, yeah, not sure what's happened there this year. It's been a little bit... A little bit crazy.
Yeah, weird year. But they're not going to play finals because Essendon will sneak in. Giants, you'd think, would take care of the Blues and that would kick them out. So
Dylan Buckley Cup.
Dylan Buckley, correct. Yeah, coming up this week. We'll tune in for that one. All right, good recap. Let's get into winners and losers. All right, deal. Lots of winners, lots of losers, as there is every round. Doesn't change. My winner this week, it's going to be the Giants. You sum it up perfectly at the top here. They came out, they played, they won, they played with spirit, they played with heart.
Gusto.
They played like oomph. A team that wants to be, oomph. They played like a team that wanted to be there. They want to be in the finals. And I love that about them. I love all of them. I could kiss them.
The Orange Tsunami was in full flight. The
Orange Tsunami, they do not call themselves that.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. They're my winners. Who's yours?
My winner for the week was obviously the Giants as well, but I'll give you another one just to keep it interesting. I'm going to say Brisbane. Big win. Yep. And this is a time, as we said, momentum is key. You want to be really humming into the final series. Mm. Big, big win by Brisbane. I just said Nakai Kukutu back, who is a star. Keep him fit. He could be a real X factor going into the finals. So I'll say Brizzy, mate, if that's okay with you.
Yep, you can say that. Losers this week. My losers isn't going to be a team. It's going to be a group of individuals, and that's going to be AFL journalists. The fact that I was able to break a story before all of you, it says something about the way I break news and how trusted I am in the community. So you're all losers this week.
Fair enough, my friend. I'm going to have to just go with big losers to every team that did make the eight.
General loser.
You're all losers.
Yeah.
Come back, do it again next year, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Get better. Go out there. And the worst thing is you can't even go and have a beer to enjoy yourself because you're in lockdown. So
sucked in.
Yeah. Hey, there's two games left. Anyway.
There's one game left, but that's okay.
One game left, I meant. Yeah, two minus.
Loves
one.
Footy. One. Loves the Beijing Space Flyers.
Hey, this now, I wanted to go through something here, Danny Boy. We're a big fan of the young talent in the AFL. And young talent is incredible. It's successful. It's holding the game up at the moment. All big fans of Priority Pick. And, yeah, it's just good to go and pick a team. Because the AFLPA are doing a 22 under 22. And you can go and do your own. You go on the AFL's website, 22 under 22, and pick your team. You go in the running to win something. I'm not sure what it is, but it'd be bloody awesome. Hopefully I win it. And may I just say, we get some backlash when we pick our teams. And I was hesitant to do this again because it is really scary doing these because people take this to heart. They take it that we are, having a personal attack at these players' families if we don't pick them. But we are going to go through and pick our 22 one for one. It's the same team and we're going to pick it together.
Oh, this gives me Green's Tassie Nightclub, Big Tall Fuck vibes. I'm just going to get absolutely slaughtered.
I'm so scared.
All right, I'm ready to go though. Yeah, okay. Right.
Let's go from the defenders, back pocket, then fullback, everything. You go first.
So I can pick those players, any player that I want for my back pocket, back line. Okay, I'm going to put Jordan Ridley.
Like it.
Full back line, Jordan Ridley, Sam Taylor at full back.
Okay, well, maybe give me a pick.
Okay, you go. So I was so excited about Sam Taylor.
Because it's,
okay, go. That's my first selection.
Okay, I'm going Sam Taylor at fullback.
Okay. At fullback, I'm going Sam Taylor.
Dan, I'm not sure if you want to go through this.
Yeah,
again,
actually, there's fucking 11 players there.
We're picking a team together.
Oh, okay. I thought we were doing it against each other. Okay. I just read it. Go from back pocket team. Okay, yep.
We're picking a team together. So, Sam Taylor in fullback. He's already there.
Yes. Jordan Ridley and Sam Taylor are there.
Okay. How do you say Changu Jiath? Our boy CJ. Yeah, our boy. Yeah, okay. All right.
So we're going to start again?
Yeah, start. You go Jordan Ridley back pocket.
All right.
And it's been scary. You get the whole bit about the abuse, and I'll go, okay. So the rules. We will pick our 22 under 22. We'll pick it together so that people can't isolate us and bully us. We'll pick the same team. So it's a 22. It's just a list clog was 22 under 22. We'll go pick for pick. I'm happy for you to start. Start from the back pocket, and we'll work our way through the lines. You go first. Okay. And just before we start picking, Dan, just a reminder, just some housekeeping to remind everyone. We did not make this list. This is the squad that has been selected by the AFL Players Association. We are picking from the squad. We're not picking from any player under 22. It's a squad that's been nominated. So these are all names of players that have been nominated. We are picking from them. Our best 2022.
Good. Just so we're super crystal clear before you absolutely abuse us for this. Once again, we love these players.
We're not on YouTube.
No, just to be clear, we're not on YouTube. Okay, I'm going first. Jordan Ridley, Essendon Bombers. Mate, he's a general down there. Intercept marks, beautiful leg. He's an absolute lock.
Also, just the nice guy of the team, I feel like. Just
yeah,
nice,
he looks like
nice
a nice guy. Nice haircut. Like
a real nice guy, yeah. Someone you'd bring home to the family and just be a nice guy. Another nice guy down there, fullback for me, Sam Taylor. I think this guy is going to be the best fullback of the next generation. You heard it here first. Come at me. Don't care about abuse for that one. It's welcomed, to be honest. So I'm looking at him at fullback.
And the other fullback pocket, I'm going to go with Quaynor. I like Isaac. His mate. Yeah, big Isaac. He attacks the game. He locked down defense. Good by foot, run and carry. I want him in.
Yeah, love that. All right. Well, then I suppose I'm going to the halfback flank. I'm going to go our boy CJ from the Hawks. Absolute star. I think he's actually been a list clogger of the week. Was a category B rookie, now in the 22 under 22. So I'm getting him on the halfback flank.
All right. It's enough back. Tom McCartan, mate, he has had an absolute season. I think did he start as a forward his career?
Yep. Yeah,
he swung back. He is just been a lockdown there all year. Yeah, I like him.
Okay, this one's tough. This one's very tough because at the moment I'm going out of Trent Rivers and Brandon Starcevic. Oh God, I don't know.
It's gonna be Stars.
Friggin' pick here. All right. Well, I didn't have him in my personal one and got absolutely slammed for it. So I'm gonna have to put him in this one because I just can't cop the social abuse again.
Who?
Brandon, and he's a big boy too. I'm genuinely want a DNA test on this bloke. There's no way he's under 22. He's under 22. He looks about 28.
Someone check his age, please, for legal reasons. All right, on a wing, center line, Zach Bailey.
Ooh.
He's lightning quick. I want him in a wing, lightning quick, pushes forward, kicks goals, does it all. Zach Bailey, going to be an absolute star.
Love that. Nice. Should I go the other wing?
You can go, or you can do the center or wing. Whatever you want to do.
All right, I'll go center. Center, start of the ground, in the middle, in the guts. This is a bloke that when you line up and you see this guy in the goats, you just go, Jesus Christ, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
Sam Walsh.
Yeah, going to be a bloody long day with Sam Walsh standing there. I'll be chasing his number around all day. That's what I'll be thinking. On the other wing then, so many good players. I'm going to put Shea Bolton there.
Yeah.
Again, just lightning quick on the wing.
I had him forward. Is he not in the forwards?
No, I'll put him on the wing. I'll put him on the wing.
Okay, I like that. Well, he's definitely there.
Yeah, he's there. He's in the list.
As a half forward, I am going to go with, geez, there's some good stars down here, but how can we go past our man, Errol Goulden, on the half forward flank?
Oh, yeah. Be rude for us not to put him in there. Big Errol. Centre half forward, Ben King. Big Ben just clunking him left, right and centre.
Yeah, he's a star. Geez, these boys are going to be big in the years to come. It's actually quite scary to come up against them. Can't go past another half-forward flanker who I think is generally one of the best players I've seen this year in the Rising Star contention, I reckon, and that's Cozzy Pickett. The excitement machine. I cannot wait to see this bloke in finals fire up. I reckon he's built for it. So looking forward to seeing him go.
Now it gets tough. With the forwards, there's lots of good forwards there. I'm going to go, and I'm backing myself in here, Dylan Moore. Yeah, he's had a good season. I think he's kicked almost 30 goals.
Has he really?
I looked the other day. He's underrated. Dylan Moore in the forward pocket.
Oh, God, Dan, this is so hard. This is probably one of the most star-started ones. All right.
Tall forward, big call.
Tall forward, I've got to go my big boy Aaron Norton. I think he's one of my favourite players in the comp. I want to see another birth certificate on this bloke because I don't believe he's 22 or under. But he's my full forward.
All right. In the pocket next to him, I'm putting Max King. You got to put Max King in there. You can't have Ben without Max. You know, I've always said that about those boys. The two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
I've always said that about them.
Like it. I'm pretty happy with that.
Two kings in a pod.
Taron Thomas, very stiff. Jeez, he's been a form of late. Has been unbelievable. All right, let's go to the mids, my friend. I'm going to pick the rest of the follower. I'm going to go Andy Brayshaw in there. Ruck Rover. He's your Ruck Rover type. He's got, you know, leadership written all over him. Just love the way he goes about it. It's hard to see what he's done at such a young age and already done so much. So, Andy Brayshaw.
Okay. For the ruck, this bloke, he reminds me a lot of me coming through the ranks. A lot of similarities, obviously, in the unofficial mentor for all the over 200 centimetres in the AFL. They come to me for advice when they need it unofficially, and that's Luke Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Probably going to win the Rising Star. And he probably, without, you know, putting words in his mouth, he probably appreciates what I've done in the shadows for him this year. And I do it for all the boys that are over 199, 200 centimetres.
Holy shit, Dan. This is hard, man. I've got to pick the last rover in the team. There's still Bailey Smith, Tom Green from the Giants, Josh Dacos. Did we pick Caleb Sarong already?
No, we haven't.
Oh, my God. How the fuck am I going to do this? Oh, wow. How do I do this? Oh, my God. Why did I get finished with this? Holy smokes.
We're going to interchange as well.
Oh, yeah, we're going to interchange. All right, well, last starter on the ground, I'm going to have to go Caleb Sarong.
Yep, he deserved it after the weekend.
Bench, all right. On the bench, Silky, absolute operator, this bloke. Jack Lukosius.
Yeah, love
deadly
that.
Deadly by foot, just glides across the grass.
How many on the bench is there? Four?
Four.
All right, next up, Bailey Smith. He's coming on, impact player. Handsome as shit, and we need him on the field because he's been in good form. And
he's just
going to play a big role in September.
And just that good looking, like, would distract a few of the opposition out there as well.
100%.
Oh, now it's tough when you really narrow it down. Luke Davies-Uniacke, he's got to be on the team.
Oh, my God, Dan. Do I have the last pick? This is actually really hard. So out of Josh Dacos, Adam Chera, Noah Anderson. Oh, I love Noah Anderson. Oh, Josh Dacos, though, he's been in incredible form. Far out. Gee whiz. Oh, Dan, help me out here.
It's tough. I like Anderson if I was putting some input in there.
So do I. I love Anderson. But I'm just thinking makeup here. Oh, God. Tom Green will kill me. Played a little bit of needful footy with him when he was 16. I actually thought he was 30. And now he's, you know, 19 and he's in the under 22s and he's dominating. So I've got to go Tommy Green to finish it off.
Benjamin Gee whiz,
that is a bloody hard team to pick, mate. I don't feel comfortable and I'm already scared of the backlash that we're going to be getting from this.
Same. Put all the doors, lock all the doors. So we are going to get abused for this and rightly so. Like we have an opinion, so we do deserve to get abused for our opinion and that will happen.
Quick recap, Danny Boy, from the fullback line. We've got Ridley, Taylor, Quainer, CJ, McCartan, Stasevic, Bailey, Walsh, Bolton, Goulden, B. King, Pickett, Moore, Norton, King. On the rucks, we've got Jackson, Brayshaw, Sarong, Interchange, Lukosa, Smith, LDU, and Green. Holy smokes, what a team that is. I'm nervous about the backlash.
Good team. I think, obviously, Liz Clogger Team of the Year would really give them a run for the money, but be a great contest.
Yes, it will.
They don't have a four-headed beast. Three-headed beast.
All right, let's get into our tips for next week. Let's fly through these because we really got to start keeping. Next year, we're going to keep count of these because I think it's going to be interesting. Essendon win and they make finals, apparently, which is a big one. But first off, we have Brisbane versus West Coast. Two wins. I'm going to go Brisbane.
Brisbane. Brisbane will smack them.
Carlton Giants.
Carlton will win that.
Giants are on there. Essendon Collingwood.
Oh, Bombers make finals and then win that.
Yeah, I agree. Cats versus Melbourne. Now, this was touted as being one of the grand final previews.
Yeah. Well, it well and truly could be. I think the Cats will get them.
Yeah, I reckon the Cats will get them too. Richmond Hawthorn. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares about that one? Hawks. Only because Clarko has a massive winch and that's obviously an advantage.
Yeah, true. Saints, Dockers.
Oh, Saints, we reckon.
No, Dockers off last week, mate. They are firing into the last few games of the year. They'll beat the Saints. Sydney and the Suns.
Sydney.
Yeah, I've got to agree with that one. Yeah. Doggies, Port Adelaide. Big one. This is a big game.
Hey, apparently if the Doggies lose this, they don't get a top four spot and only go to an elimination final. So I think Port will get him.
Wow.
Josh Bruce is a big out for the Doggies.
Yeah, he is. And shout out Port to Brucey, one of our mates. He's unfortunately gone down with a serious knee injury, so big love to him. I'm going to say the Doggies win that one, Dan. And Adelaide and North.
Oh, blockbuster to end things in Adelaide.
Blockbuster, yep. Last time I watched these two play, Wayne Carey was running around.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'll bet North win that. North.
Hey, it's that time of the week. List clogger of the week.
I am a good player. I'm a very good player.
How exciting. I've got to kick it off this week.
Yeah.
This bloke has just been knocking the door down from day one. We've said that, obviously, people have been upset. They want to kick the doors in. They want to kick the studio door in. We've got the new studio. I don't want to have that burned down if this bloke doesn't make the team. Sam Menegola.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just recap this for you. I think we know his story briefly. Played at Hawthorn, picked 19 in the rookie draft in 2011. He went back, went to Freo, picked 44 in the rookie draft without getting a game. Then went back and I think played a few games with Subiaco in the Waffle. Don't quote me on that, but it was one of those teams in the Waffle. Went back, just absolutely did his thing, and then got picked up again in the rookie draft to Geelong. After joining them, with the 66 pick, in the 2015 national draft. He's just gone. He just hasn't looked back. He's gone, see you later, sayonara. I am dominating now. He had 35 touches, 9 marks and a goal on the weekend. He wears the long sleeve. He doesn't roll it up to his elbows. He's a smooth mover and we love him. So big, big shout out to Sammy Menegola. And I think the list cloggers want him in this week.
Yeah, that's a worthy nominee. A great nominee, but I present to you again the proposition of a four-headed beast.
You can't keep doing this.
Okay. Oh, I can. And the fourth member of this beast, Big O, Oscar McInerney. Now, I've already put his name through once and he got pipped, obviously, but he just keeps performing. And that's what we do here when, obviously, List Cloggers, PTY, LTD. When we're challenged, we come back even stronger. And he's done that. So, nominated once already, obviously, pick 37 in 2017 rookie draft. He's played in some tough conditions, mate. He's mm-hmm. from Casey. We know what it's like down at Casey.
Oh, it's hell.
Cold, windy. You know, it takes a lot of dedication and mental strength to be like, I'm going to play down at Casey Resi's to make sure I'm in the List Clogger team of the year at some point in my life. So if that's not enough, he's had 16 touches, 6 clearances and 32 hitouts. He's a big man, and I really want him in the team. The four-headed beast is something that no one's ever seen. We've seen a three-headed beast. We've seen what Higgy can do on a wing
recently. Yeah, I'm over it.
We've seen Drapes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just thinking, top it off this year.
Yeah, let's do it. I reckon you just shut up. Stop talking. Yeah. There's two spots left in the team, which is getting to the pointy end. And I'm telling you now, there are some players putting in some performances to get in this team, the first inaugural List Clogger of the year, and they will get something for it. We've got the merch coming, and that is no lie. There is some merch coming, so maybe they'll get that. Who knows? So, yeah, jump on the Instagram, at List Cloggers, and give us a vote of who you want in. Very excited for that.
Great show, guys. Well done. Great show, everyone out there. It's been awesome. Feel free.
Very exciting
obviously,
week.
Last five
now,
minutes left. Got a pillow near you. Grab a pillow if you want.
How big it's been, just the love and the support and the community that we're building here at List Cloggers, and especially down the back.
And obviously, a lot of people are tired right now, and so they should be.
A big thank you to everyone for their love and support. Yeah. I've had so many messages this week of a fair few series saying, Dill, you're on it. Don't listen to that.
It's been a great episode, guys. Thanks so much.
So let me just quickly recap. Last week, I had Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy, which I gave a little bit of a rundown earlier. Sorry if that spoiled a couple of things for you. But this week, I have for you. Now, this one's actually came from my good mate, Gazy. Had a chat with him on Dylan Friends this week. We were chatting off air. I said, Gazy, what are you watching, mate? Tell me, what are you watching?
And he says, you're throwing Gazy under a bus.
I'm into one here. I've got one for you. It's called The Five. It's a British mystery thriller, and it's unbelievable. It's on ABC iView. ABC iView, Dan. I'm not looking at Netflix. I'm not looking at Stan. I'm not looking at Binge. I'm looking at ABC iView. That's where I go. I go to the ends of the earth
watches.
To find it. So basically, the story follows a group of four childhood friends, and they try and unravel the mystery of what happened to one of the younger brothers who went missing 20 years ago. Let me just say this to you. There's 10 episodes. How many days do you reckon it took me to watch it?
One.
2 days. Okay. Yeah. I was a little bit tired. Some work to do.
Well, obviously flat out.
But it was unbelievable. Get on it. Watch it. And there's something about these British these series for me that I absolutely love. So again, it's called The Five. It's on ABC. Ivy, you can check it out. Love it. Again. And go.
So what are you now, selling us here?
So I'm selling you the series.
Well, I have to ask my grandpa and Nana, obviously, how do you get ABC iView on the TV? Because I've
now,
never come across that.
Awesome. Now, that's really cool. Now, just tune out because the adults are talking for a sec. Just go play with your Lego for 1 second, okay? Now, a while ago, now, for the real OG fans of Priority Pick, I'm just taking you all the way back. There was a series, a podcast that I gave out. It was called Trace. And it was about a lady in Northgate. That actually got murdered by apparently a priest that was living in a church. And the podcast that
Someone
started actually opened
me,
up the podcast actually opened up an inquest in what happened. Long story short, my friends, I can give you an update on this. The podcast is back because they have found a missing part of evidence on this. So get on Trace. Get on Trace and have a listen. It's also the podcast that I've given you that's got Nicola Gobbo, The Lawyer X, and a few others. So get back on Trace as well. It's another podcast. I know they want their podcast. And also just to let you know, Juanita is still going strong. That's actually called Unravel, that one. And that's on Tuesdays that comes out, Juanita. So that one's actually going really well. Still, it's a podcast. So yeah, just to my loyal fans, I know you guys have zoned out and you're playing with your Lego, but that's to my fans a Priority Pick for those. So I've given you not just one series, but an update on a podcast and also an update on another podcast. So, yeah.
Thanks. How hard are you trying to sell this by mentioning three Priority Picks?
I'm not trying to do anything, Dan. That's what the fans want from me.
No, and that's, you know what, and in all seriousness though, like we do laugh about Priority
Pick. Yeah, we do, don't we?
But us, we do need a 5-minute nap at the end of every episode. So it's good that you put that in there for us. So thank you, mate. It's just very selfless.
You know, your dingbats that keep messaging me, you know what? Bring it on, because I want the intellects. I want the intellectuals out there that actually enjoy some good content on a non-surface level. Yeah. So,
yeah, it's just good. Like, after obviously, you know, we've got an hour plus here of a long episode, you know, obviously a lot of focus going in, listening to the episode of us talking, nothing better than a five-minute little relaxed session.
Well, that's it for this week, I suppose. Let's, look, can't say we'll be on YouTube again. Sure, when List Clogs will be back, well, we could possibly put up our Zooms, but... we will talk about that. And look, it's been real. It's been good. Just hasn't been real good.
Yes, we'll see. We won't see you on YouTube, but we'll see you soon.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week. And he's just
celebrating a point. Jackie Chan returns.